Lisa was so convinced that this was all part of wishful thinking that for several seconds her brain refused to tick over normally, and she stood staring up at him with a look in her large, shadowy grey eyes that should have flattered him excessively if he had any clue to what lay behind that look. But it was obvious that he hadn't, and his eyebrows contracted suddenly in a puzzled fashion.
"Haven't I seen you before?" he asked. "I feel sure that I have."
Lisa swallowed something in her throat. It was a curious, excited dryness. "Yes," she answered. "We are staying at the same hotel."
"The Carabella?"
"Yes."
This time his eyebrows ascended. "Then I must have noticed you in the restaurant, or on the terrace. I don't frequent the hotel grounds very much, and I never visit the beach. At any rate, not in the daytime. So it was very probably the restaurant. You are staying in San Cecilio, Signorita?"
"I've just concluded a fortnight stay here," she admitted, her heart beating fast because, after all, he had noticed her. "And," she added, with infinite regret, "I go home tomorrow." He smiled.
"You sound sad, Signorita. Is it because you have fallen in love with San Cecilio? Many English people find the Costa Brava attractive, and you are quite obviously very English."
"Am I?" His eyes flickered over her with that cool, faint smile in them.
"Yes, very."
He turned, and she found herself walking at his side along the moon-bathed waterfront. He was wearing a white dinner jacket, and her charmed eyes had already observed that he had a flower stuck in the lapel, a wine-dark carnation that filled the air with a rich aroma even as they walked. There was also the choice aroma of cigarette smoke adhering to him, and the beautifully masculine odour of shaving cream. And as she peeped at him sideways, his face looked smooth and clear-cut as a plaque, and the night darkness of his hair formed a slight Murray Stewart peak on his forehead.
"There is always a certain sadness about the word adios, goodbye," he said, in his faultless but faintly accented English.